Dimitri, what can you say about the penalty kill last night? A really impressive performance. What'd you like about it?
I think that everybody kind of dug in, and even though we had to kill a few in a row there in the second period, kind of stuck to it. Obviously, our goaltender should be the best penalty killer, which he was. Made some big saves. We got a goal, and that got us going too.
Take a look at the way the game went last night. Just what does another win like that do against a quality club, mindset-wise, coming into now another big game with Nashville tomorrow?
Well, we've been talking in the locker room that we wanted to get on the roll and win a bunch of games, not just, win one, lose one. We want to, start that winning streak and, hopefully continue into the break.
Backup is also playing at a high level. What does that mean for a group, that there's no letdown when your other guy goes in?
Just a lot of confidence in our goalies. Goalies playing well. You're not afraid to, make a mistake because he's gonna make a stop. So confidence is a big part of it.
What's impressed you most about him? The way he conducts himself, kind of on a day-to-day basis. He's going long stretches between starts, but still is playing like out of his mind.
He's working hard every day in practice. You see him; he's the last guy off the ice, and he's always taking shots. Always seems to be enjoying himself in net, even though he hasn't been playing for a long stretch. Just have a good attitude about it.
Where do you feel your skating legs are at? Because you seem to be moving out there basically better than ever these days. Feel like you're maybe more up to speed now with a stretch here of games?
I don't know. I guess it's better from your perspective because I feel like I'm just doing what I see on the ice and how I see the game is being played. If I see a chance, I'm obviously gonna skate the puck. But yeah, from your perspective, if you say so, then I guess my skating legs are fine.
When you're paired with Tyler, of course, familiar pairing, but your role has changed a bit here with Dustin out and now Ben Sherrod as well. So do you notice changes when you're now, say, a second pair as opposed to maybe a third pair in terms of the matchups or the ice time, I guess?
Yeah, I love playing a lot of minutes and just feels like you're more involved in the game and making more plays on the defensive end and in the offensive end. So, more ice time is better. Anybody would tell you that.
I know it's only mid-season right now. Are you a guy that looks at the standings personally and sees the club that you're playing tomorrow is just 2 points behind you and this chase for first place continues right now between you guys? Does that go much into your mind as you get ready for tomorrow?
Well, I don't think you need to be, a stat person to know that they're a really good team and they are our number one opponent in our division right now. So just going back to last year, we've had some really good games against them. This is going to be just exactly one of those games. We're two good teams going at it and we'll see what happens.
It was half a season ago, 42 games since you last played these guys. So do you feel like you're a completely different team now than you were maybe back in early October?
No. I think we're sticking to our systems, which hasn't changed from beginning of this year and even from last year. We try to play fast, and that's our model of the game. Nothing's changed. I feel like we kept our top spot in our division by doing everything right, not excelling at scoring goals or shutting down other teams. We're just a complete team that does everything well.